For WNPR News, I'm Jonathan McNichol. It's 5 p.m. You're shut up in a room at the Quinnipiac Club in New Haven. A big red digital clock counts down from 90 minutes. You and 14 other people sit around a table. In the middle of the table sits $300. An audience looks on as you and the others try to figure out just what to do with the pile of cash before time runs out. That's the premise of The Money, a sort of interactive, immersive play performance thing at this year's Arts and Ideas Fest.
We tend to call it a kind of show game rather than a game show.
That's creator Seth Honor, and he's right. It's more of a game than it's theater, and you, the ticket holder, are a kind of contestant. And if you and your group can't agree unanimously on what to do with the money, it rolls over to the next group. At Sunday's performance in New Haven, the 15 strangers agreed to split the money up, with half going to buy theater tickets for low-income LGBT kids and half going to buy socks for the homeless.
In a way, when people come to a decision, they are quite pleased, and then they wake up the next day, and I think the doubt creeps in sometimes. They kind of go, why did we decide that?
Honor says the money isn't actually about the money. It's more about the drama of a group of people trying to come to an agreement about anything, really. It's more about the thinking that gets done, both during the show and after. Jonathan McNichol, WNPR News.
No, I'm saying I could say I'll take the money. It doesn't have to.